This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Fire conditions eased on some of the major fronts burning across Australia on Sunday after some cool weather blew in, with firefighters trying to contain the blazes before the expected return of hot temperatures at the end of the week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney after returning Saturday night from a vacation in Hawaii that drew sharp criticism as the wildfires crisis in his home state deepened. The intensity of the fires eased overnight in New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia states, where blazes had been burning out of control Friday and Saturday. More than 105 fires were still burning across New South Wales Sunday, with 59 considered uncontained and one burning at an emergency level. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability, according to state media. That comes amid heightened concern the North might be about to return to a confrontation with Washington. The KCNA news agency said Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Military Commission to discuss steps to bolster up the overall armed forces of the country militarily and politically. KCNA said that more important issues for decisive improvement of the overall national defense were discussed. It did not give details on when the meeting was held or what was decided. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. The resolution would have extended that aid for 1 year to 4 million Syrians. This is VOA News. The death toll continued to rise in India Saturday as protests against a new citizenship law continued. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy tells us, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst rioting.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it will stop work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. As Charles de Ledesma reports, Germany's finance minister Olaf Scholz called it an interference in Germany's and Europe's internal affairs.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorisation Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron, that is, called on transport unions to suspend strikes over pension reform during the Christmas holidays. But as David Doyle reports, Christmas travelers in Paris had an anxious wait as they tried to make it home.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62. But talks have failed with French unions.
That is David Doyle of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.